we say good evening and welcome to Altamont High School.
Would you like to be part of the F&B Community Bank family?
Action on 107.1 FM WKRB. As tonight, we have a matchup of two of the best teams in the I-70Sports.com area between the 1-1 Vandalia Vandals and the 1-1 Altamont Indians. Both of these teams are, like I said, 1-1 coming into this season. Vandalia hasn't had a game in a week as they are coming off of a very impressive 57-44 win over Marshall in their second game of the Cumberland Thanksgiving Tournament. Of course, the last game that the Vandals were supposed to play at that tournament got canceled due to the inclement weather. So the Vandals looking to push their win streak to two straight wins tonight. The Indians are also 1-1 coming into this contest. They are coming off of a tough 48-43 loss to the Cumberland Pirates in a conference matchup this past Tuesday. So the Indians looking to kick off their home slate of their season on the right way. We will take our first break of the night, and when we come back, we will continue to set this matchup up. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia radio app.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Give your home a new look with great deals on home decor at Menards. Save big on paint, carpets, cabinets, and more at Menards.
Choose Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Blake Doring, where they celebrate 100 years of providing insurance protection and financial services for families like yours. They don't provide generic insurance. They provide a thorough assessment of your financial and insurance needs and craft the best solution for you. Ranked among the best insurance companies in the U.S. by NerdWallet, AM Best, and Forbes. Their office right in Vandalia, because sometimes an app won't solve your insurance problems. Joe Sefton and Blake Doring can. Give them a call, 618-283-1054. For Country Financial Agents, Joe Sefton and Blake Doring.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Continuing to set this matchup up between the Altamont Indians and the Vandalia Vandals, like I said at the start of this broadcast, both teams are 1-1 coming into tonight's contest. Vandals are coming off of a 57-44 win over the Marshall Lions this past Friday, and the Indians are coming off of a 48-43 loss to the Cumberland Pirates in their first National Trail Conference matchup of the season this past Tuesday at Cumberland. Altamont led for a majority of the game, but the last few minutes of the fourth quarter struggled offensively and missed two straight chances to win the game in regulation after allowing a three-pointer to tie it with 13 seconds left. Then the Indians would only be able to score 2 points in overtime. So the Indians looking to get their offense back on the right foot. A couple players to watch out for in today's contest. First, taking a look at some of the Vandals with their obvious big three of Andrew Casey, Quentin Stallball, and Lucas Bowers. All three averaging double figures in terms of points per game through the first two games of the year. Andrew averaging right around 20, with Quentin averaging 10.5, and Lucas Bowers averaging 11 points a game so far tonight. And on the Altamont Indians, their three starters from back from last year with Cooper McManaway, Zane Miller, and Cade Millville. So again, all three of those guys as well averaging double figures as well. So both teams definitely looking to lean on their three main guys coming in for tonight's contest. A few keys to the game first for the Indians will be to get back in transition and control the tempo. This is the Vandals team that over the last few years has proven that they like to get out and run. If they give up a basket, they try to inbound the ball as quickly as they can and use their speed and their athleticism to their advantage and try to jump out to early and big leads. And for the Vandals, their key to the game will be simply to limit and create turnovers. A big reason why the Vandals lost their season opener to North Clay was because they had too many turnovers. I believe the final number that they had was 24, and if they can cut down on the turnovers, they've proven that they have a really dynamic and really solid offense, but turnovers are one thing that cannot happen if you're trying to win basketball games, especially at the high school level against good teams like this Altamont Indians team is. Taking a look at some broadcast schedules coming up over the next few days, as on tomorrow we will have a doubleheader of basketball broadcasts coming your way on WKRB and WPNB, as Erica Fultz will have the call of the Vandals taking on the Macon Meridian Hawks. The JV game will be at about 6, so the tip-off will be around 7:15 or 7:30, and we'll have the broadcast for that one on 107.1 FM WKRB. And, of course, on WPNB, the Illinois Fighting Illini have another marquee matchup taking on the Tennessee Volunteers, and that game will be heard on AM 1500, 104.7 FM, and 102.7 FM WPNB. And as always, you can stream Vandalia Radio live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. So we are just a few minutes away from tip-off, and we'll take a break during the national anthem. And when we come back, we will have the starting five and the tip-off. You're listening to high school basketball action on 107.1 FM WKRB, streaming live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Wanting to improve your internet? Well, there is one trusted name in Vandalia you call, and that's ProWire. From computer repair to increasing your Wi-Fi coverage to upgrading your home internal network, ProWire can help. Do you own a small business and want to make upgrades to your network or even just a basic security audit to make sure you're safe from harm? ProWire can help. They even offer network accessible storage backup solutions. Give ProWire a call to set up a consultation. 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. ProWire, your local experts for low voltage wiring needs, computer repair, and home and business surveillance systems. Choose ProWire, your local trusted company with quality installations and service. That's ProWire, 618-283-3723. That's 283-3723. Or visit their website, ProWireVandaliaIL.com.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
Who knew Bob was such a grill master?
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate. Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Dish Truck Repair in Alma. Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DishTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Starting lineup being announced on the floor first for the Vandals. They will start Brent McCarty at a guard. He is a 5'7 senior. Quentin Stallball is at a guard. He is a 5'11 junior. Andrew Casey is at a forward. He is a 6'2 junior. Carter Robbins is at a forward. He is a 6'2 senior. And Lucas Bowers is at center. He is a 6'5 junior for the Vandals. So it's McCarty, Stallball, Casey, Robbins, and Bowers for the Vandals. And they are coached by Joe Banzo. He is assisted by Zach Schaefer, Randy Pratt, and Austin Durbin. On the other side for the home team, the Altamont Indians, they will start Cooper McManaway at a guard. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Cade Millville is at a guard. He is a 6'4 senior. Parker Bell is at a guard. He is a 6'2 junior. Jacob Johnson is at a forward. He is a 6'2 senior. And Zane Miller is at a forward. He is a 6'2 junior for the Indians. So it's Cooper McManaway, Cade Millville, Parker Bell, Jacob Johnson, and Zane Miller as your starting five for the Altamont Indians. And the Indians are coached by John Nieberge. He is assisted by Trenton Cool and Brian Succo. So the Indians starting five, getting announced on the floor as Altamont has the lights turned out and a spotlight. So a very fun atmosphere. Indeed, one of the better atmospheres that you will find in small school basketball for sure, as the Vandals are in their road reds trimmed in white with white Vandalia written across the chest. And for the Indians, they're in their home whites trimmed in orange and black with a black Altamont written across the chest. Very similar to the white script Illini uniforms that the Illinois Fighting Illini wear. If those are, you are familiar with those jerseys, kind of reminds me of the jerseys, the home jerseys at least, that the Altamont Indians wear. So the Indians get their starting five announced, and we are just about set for tip-off here in Altamont. Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Joe Banzo. Indians getting some instructions from head coach John Nieberge. Vandals have broken their huddle first, and it'll be Lucas Bowers set to jump for the Vandals. As the Indians have broken their huddle, and we are just about set for tip-off. So it'll be the 6'5 Lucas Bowers jumping for the Vandals, and for the Indians it will be the 6'2 Jacob Johnson. So Bowers and Johnson set to tip this one off. And the ball is tipped and controlled by the Vandals as Brent McCarty has the ball in his hands. He's walking across the timeline, guarded by Cooper McManaway, gets it right side for Lucas Bowers. Bowers top of the key to Carter Robbins. Now gets it in the corner to Stallball. Stallball dumps it down to Casey, who's guarded by Millville. Takes a fadeaway jumper. It's up no good, and the rebound is controlled by Cooper McManaway. McManaway in the right corner gets the top of the key to Millville, who fires a three, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Parker Bell. Bell puts a little floater lane and in. Basket by Parker Bell as the Indians get on the board first with 7:26 left to go here in the first quarter. McCarty with it, gets it left side for Quentin Stallball. Stallball gets past to Casey. Casey fires the right corner three. Got it. Three-pointer from Andrew Casey, and the Vandals take their first lead. It's 3-2. 7:10 left to go as the ball is stolen away by Quentin Stallball. Turnover on the Indians here. First Stallball will dump off to Robbins. It's up no good. Rebound control by Casey, and he lays it in for two. So the Vandals get a steal and a bucket as they add on to their lead. It's 5-2 with 6:54 left to go in the quarter. Millville comes off the screen, fires a three at the top of the key. It's up no good, and the rebound is pulled down by the Vandals. Robbins with it. He gets it out to the left wing to McCarty. Now McCarty swings it across for Stallball. Stallball spins in the lane, kicks it out to Casey. Casey fires a three. No good, misses short. Rebound tips around and pulled down by McManaway. McManaway looks to go coast to coast. Instead, he dishes it off to Millville. Millville cross-court pass to Parker Bell for three, and that's down. Three-pointer for Parker Bell. He's got all five for the Indians. 6:18 left to go in the first quarter. McCarty with it. Gets it left side for Carter Robbins. Robbins gets it top of the key to Andrew Casey. Casey trying to dump it down to Bowers and does. Bowers backing down Johnson. Little fadeaway jumper is up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by McManaway. McManaway guarded tightly by Brent McCarty. McCarty probably the best perimeter defender the Vandals have as he tries to pick the pocket of McManaway. Nearly does. And we have a whistle and a tie-up. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow will favor the Indians. 5-5 our score. with 5:54 left to go in the first quarter. Dane Miller set to take it out for Altamont. And he gets it into Jacob Johnson. Johnson now in the hands of Cade Millville. Millville directing traffic for the Indians. Gets it right side for McManaway. McManaway now back to Millville. Millville, dribble handoff. Instead, he's trying to get it to Parker Bell, but instead gets it left side for Jacob Johnson. Johnson gets it to Miller for three, no good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. So the Vandals will get the ball back with 5:26 left to go in the first quarter. Looks like both teams have decided to go with the shot clock for the varsity game. So that'll be definitely something to keep an eye on tonight. McCarty with it. Guarded tightly by McManaway, but he gets across half court. McCarty drives to the elbow, backs it out to Casey. Casey trying to get it down low for Bowers, but it tips out of bounds by Jacob Johnson, and the Vandals will maintain possession. 5:12 left to go in the first quarter. Vandals and Indians tied up at 5. A little post move in the lane for Andrew Casey. It rattles, won't fall. Rebound tips around to Robbins. Robbins double-teamed and backs it out to Casey. Casey nearly loses it, but he gets it out to McCarty. McCarty, a little fadeaway jumper, but it's blocked by Cooper McManaway, and the Indians will get the ball back. Millville with it. Gets across the timeline. Guarded loosely by Carter Robbins. Little give and go to Jacob Johnson and to McManaway. Or to Millville, rather, as Millville fires the right wing. Three, and that one's nothing good. Three-pointer for Cade Millville. He's on the board for the first time tonight, and the Indians take the lead 8-5. 4:34 left to go in the quarter. Stallball with it near the Indian logo at center court. Guarded by Parker Bell. Looking to drive left, backs now to Casey. Casey, a little backdoor pass to Carter Robbins, who lays it in for two. Carter Robbins with the bucket, and the Vandals trail by one. It's 8-7. McManaway, Millville rather, walking it up the floor, looking to drive right. Instead, gets the top of the key to Zane Miller. Miller fires a three, and that one's up and good. Three-pointer from Zane Miller, his first point of the night. And the Indians jump out to a four-point lead, 11-7. McCarty now drives inside, has a shot blocked by Jacob Johnson. Indians looking to run a transition. Lob up to Miller. Miller gets it back out to McManaway. McManaway slows it down for the Indians. Drives left, but has it poked away by Quentin Stallball. Turnover on the Indians, their second. 3:37 left to go in the quarter. Casey looking to go coast-to-coast, nearly loses it, and does as it's stolen away by the Indians. Turnover on the Vandals, their first. As Dane Miller has the ball, walking it up the floor for the Indians. Looking to drive right on Casey, puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Dane Miller, and the Indians out to a 13-7 lead with 3:13 left to go in the first quarter. McCarty guarded loosely by McManaway. Now gets it left side for Robinson, stolen away by Millville. Millville looking to drive up inside and lays it in for two. The Atlanta bucket by Cade Millville as he's got 5 points. And the Indians have their largest lead of the night, an 8-point lead, 15-7 with 3:01 left to go. As we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Joe Vanzo. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRV.
Sure, we could tell you how amazing we are here at LLCU, but we'd rather you hear it from someone who actually banks with us.
I have banked at Land of Lincoln since I was probably, I had to guess, 12 years old. And I got my first car, so I had to, of course, get a car loan. And I got it here at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And then that's when I also opened my checking account. And since then, my whole family, we use Land of Lincoln.
At LLCU, we have a branch to support every branch of your family. Federally insured by the NCUA.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
15-7. The Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 8 with 2:58 left to go in the first quarter. Brent McCarty walks the ball at the floor for the Vandals. Now gets it right side for Lucas Bowers. Pass is stolen away by the Indians. as Jacob Johnson looking to drive inside, pulls up from 5 feet away and fakes it in. We have a whistle and a foul. So the shot will count as Jacob Johnson gets the two-pointer. But we have a foul on, I believe, Johnson. Either going to go on Johnson or Zane Miller. It looks like the foul's going to be on Zane Miller. So Zane Miller gets the call for the foul. And the Indians jump out to a 10-point lead, 17-7. In the corner is Quentin Stallball looking to drive baseline and puts it in for two. Quentin Stallball with the bucket. And the Vandals trail back by eight, 17-9. Cooper Powell's with the ball. He's guarded by Stallball. Powell drives inside, kicks it out to Miller. Miller at the left wing, now gets it to McManaway. McManaway, now right wing for Jacob Johnson. Johnson to Carson Millville for three. That one's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Powell. Powell's in the corner for McManaway. McManaway skip pass to Zane Miller for three. No good. This is short. And the rebound is tipped around and out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. So the Vandals will get the ball with 1:55 left to go in the quarter. Tidy McDowell will check in for the Vandals, and Carter Robbins will take a seat. Caden Millville will return to the floor for the Indians, and Cooper McManaway will take a seat. So McCarty walking up the floor for the Vandals. 1:58 left to go in the quarter. McCarty, right side for McDowell. In the corner, now to Casey. Casey, get past the Stallball. Stallball drives baseline, puts up a shot in the lane, hits, and banks it in for two. A lot of contact, but no foul. Either way, the Vandals now trail by six, 17-11. 1:29 left to go in the first quarter. Carson Millville with it at the left wing. Now finds a cutting Cade Millville. Millville kicks it out to Miller. Miller looking to drive right on Casey. Backs it out to Cooper Powell. Cooper Powell's with it. Now gets the top of the key to Jacob Johnson. 1:12 left to go in the first quarter. Johnson dribble handoff to Zane Miller. Miller guarded by Casey. Looked at a three. Didn't take it. Now step back and fires a three. No good. Missed everything. But the rebound pulled down by Millville, who lays it in for two. Rebound and a basket by Cade Millville. And the Indians lead is back out to 8, 19-11. 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. McCarty with it. Dribbles out the top of the key. Now gets it left side into the corner for Casey. Casey looking to drive baseline. His reverse layup is up and no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Indians. 5 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock as Millville has it. And he is whistled and fouled. And they're going to get Patty McDowell for a block. So a foul on Patty McDowell. It's going to be his first personal, team first for the Vandals. 31.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. As Zane Miller set to inbound. Gets it into Jacob Johnson. Now in the hands of Cade Millville. Millville guarded tightly by Patty McDowell. Looking to drive left. Now gets it to younger brother Carson Millville. Dumps it down low to Zane Miller. Miller, little fadeaway jumper from 10 is up no good. Rebound pulled down by Jacob Johnson. His put back up attempt is up and no good. And the rebound by Millville was up no good. As the Indians get multiple possessions as a three on the way from Zane Miller. Rattles won't fall. As we have a whistle on the rebound, and I think it's going to go on the Vandals. So a foul's called on the Vandals, and I think they're going to get Carter Robbins for a push. So Carter Robbins gets whistled for the foul. It's going to be his first personal team foul, number second, as Millville looking to drive inside. Puts up a shot at play, but it's blocked by Lucas Bowers, and that is how the first quarter will come to an end. 19-11. The Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 8 after one quarter of play. We'll take a break on WKRB.
You're never too young to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs, no matter what stage of life you're in. Pekin Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let's find a plan designed just for you.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. streaming, gaming, working from home. Do it all with FiberFast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
19-11, the Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 9 after one quarter of play. A couple substitutions for the Vandals as Quentin Stallball will take a seat and Tanner Stone will check in as the ball is inbounded to Brent McCarty, who walks up the floor for the Vandals. Now gets it left side for Andrew Casey. Casey looking to drive left, cut off by Millville. Now kicks it out to Patty McDowell. McDowell looking to drive right. Then puts up a shot in the lane, no good, but he is whistled and fouled. And Patty McDowell will go to the line for two free throws. Foul's going to go on Cooper McManaway. It's going to be his first personal team first of the quarter. As 20 seconds in, Vandals will have their first free throw attempt of the night. First one from McDowell is up and good. The lead is trimmed down to 7, 19-12 with 7:40 left to go in the first half. McDowell's second free throw attempt is up and good. So Patty 2-for-2 at the line. And the Vandals trail by 6, 19-13. Millville walks up the floor for Altamont. Dribbles down the right side. Gets to the corner. And cut off by McDowell. Has his pass nearly stolen away. But Cooper McManaway able to get it before it goes across half court. As McManaway looking to drive left, he's hounded by McCarty. Puts up a shot in the lane. Instead, kicks out to Millville. Millville looking to drive floater from 12 feet out is up and good. Basket by Cade Millville as he's got 9. And the lead is back up as the pass is stolen away by the Vandals, or the Indians, excuse me. Turnover on the Vandals, their second, as Millville with it at the left wing. Now gets it to Blake Berg. Berg backing down Tanner Stone. Instead, gets it to Cooper McManaway. McManaway back to Berg. And now Berg out to Cade Millville. Millville guarded loosely by Andrew Casey. As back to Millville, who fires right wing 3. No good. Rebound pulled down by Parker Bell. Bell kicks it back out to Millville. Millville drives to the elbow, kicks it out to Powell. Powell fires right corner 3. No good. Missed it short. But the rebound pulled down by Bell. And we have a whistle and a turnover. And they're going to get Parker Bell for a travel. So Parker Bell is whistled for traveling. It's going to be a turnover on the Indians, their third. McDowell will check out for the Vandals. And so will Casey, as Bowers and Stallball will return to the floor. 6:37 left to go in the first half. McCarty walks up the floor for the Vandals. 21-13. Vandals trail by 8. Right side, this is Carter Robbins. Robbins looking to drive inside, cut off, but puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Carter Robbins, excuse me. And the Vandals trail by 6, 21-15. Zane Miller gets it to Cooper Powell. Powell's with it at the left wing. Looking to drive right. Instead gets it right wing to McManaway, or to Millville, rather. Millville, little dribble handoff to McManaway. McManaway trying to spin left, kicks it out in the corner to Millville. Millville hounded by Tanner Stone, puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Cade Millville, if he's got 11 of the 23 for the Indians. And their lead is back out to 8, 23-15. McCarty with it. He gets it right side for Carter Robbins. Robbins looking to drive left. And gets it right side now for Quentin Stallball. Stallball gets to the lane, kicks it out to Stone. Stone out to McCarty, back to Stallball. Stallball spins, kicks it out to Robbins. Robbins floater in the lane. No good as he's blocked from behind by Millville. Millville looking to slow it down for the Indians. 5:13 left to go in the first half. Millville with it out the right side. Gets the top of the key to Zane Miller. Miller over to McManaway. McManaway hounded by McCarty. As McManaway looking to drive left, kicks it out to Powell. Powell fires the right corner. 3, no good. Rebound controlled by the Vandals. Tanner Stone with it, and now gets it to McCarty. McCarty dribbles at the top of the key, looking to drive right, kicks out to Stallball. Stallball Gets to the elbow, kicks it out to Bowers. Bowers looking to drive baseline, think of a shot in the lane, misses everything, and the rebound is pulled down by Parker Bell. Vandals struggling offensively so far in this quarter. We have a whistle and a timeout taken by Altamont. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take 30 as well on WKRV.
When the market changes, your financial advisor should be partnering with you. If you haven't heard from yours in a while, maybe it's time for a second opinion with Scott Kramer at FNB Financial Advisors. He believes that communication is key, especially when it comes to managing risk and safeguarding your financial future. Have questions? Give certified financial planner Scott Kramer a call at FNB Financial Advisors to talk about how you can partner together to pursue your financial goals. Call Scott at 618-283-5211.
23-15, the Vandals and the Altamont Indians in a battle here with 4:27 left to go in the first half. Parker Bell, Nate Lurkins, Jacob Johnson, Cade Millville, and Cooper McManaway on the floor for the Indians. And for the Vandals, it is their starting five of Brent McCarty, Carter Robbins, Andrew Casey, Quentin Stallball, and Lucas Bowers. Ball is inbounded to Millville. Millville gets it top of the key to Jacob Johnson. Johnson, a little dribble handoff to Cooper McManaway. McManaway out to Bell. Bell looked at the three, didn't take it. Instead, looks to drive in the lane, puts up a shot from 10, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey looking to go coast to coast, drives on Millville, puts up a shot in the lane, misses, but he is whistled and fouled. So Andrew Casey will go to the line for two. So that's going to be Casey's first foul, team's second of the quarter. And that'll send Andrew Casey to the line for two. 4:04 left to go in the first half. As Casey's first free throw checked on the way, it is up and good. Got the friendly roll. And the Vandals now trail by 7, 23-16. Casey's second free throw checked on the way. It is up. No good, missed it short. And the rebound is pulled down by Nate Lurkins. Lurkins in the hands of Cooper McManaway, who walks up the floor for Altamont. Looking to drive left. Pulls up from 10 feet out. It's up no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lucas Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Quentin Stallball. Stallball looking to go left. Kicks it out to Andrew Casey. Casey looking to drive inside. Shot up no good. It's just blocked by Parker Bell. But the rebound pulled down by the Vandals. Stallball trying to find Andrew Casey inside. But it's tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover on the Vandals this third. Each team with three turnovers so far. As Vandals looking to apply some full-court pressure. Ball is inbounded to Cooper McManaway. As he's immediately double-teamed, as we have a whistle and, I believe, a foul. So I think they're going to get Carter Robbins for a blocking foul. That's going to be his second personal team foul, number two, or team first, excuse me, of the first quarter. As Robbins will take a seat, and Patty McDowell will check back in. 3:33 left to go in the first half. Zane Miller sets it inbound. And he gets it in to Parker Bell. Bell looking to go coast to coast, looking to drive inside, dumps it down to Jacob Johnson. Johnson shot up in the lane and hit. Basket by Jacob Johnson. His second basket of the night. And the lead is back out to 9 for the Indians, 25-16. Casey with it at the top of the key. Guarded tightly by Millville. Now gets it right side for McCarty. McCarty looking to drive right, picking a shot in the lane, misses, but he is whistled and fouled. So Brent McCarty will go to the line for two. They're going to get Zane Miller for a blocking foul. That's going to be his second personal team foul number three. So 3:08 left to go until halftime. McCarty's first free throw sent all on the way. It is up and good. 25-17, the lead is back down to 8-4, the Indians, rather. As Parker Bell, Nate Lurkins, and Zane Miller will take a seat. Carson Millville, Cooper Powell, and I believe that is Jacob Johnson returning the floor. Second free throw is up and good. So McCarty goes 2-for-2 at the line. 25-18, the lead is 7-4, the Indians. Full-court pressure being applied by the Vandals. As the ball is inbounded to McManaway. McManaway immediately double-teamed and gets it to Powell. Powell now hounded. picks up his dribble and gets it back to McManaway, who fires a long two. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Jacob Johnson. Johnson puts up a shot in the lane, misses, but a late whistle that I think they're going to get Lucas Bowers for a foul. There was a little bit of contact on the wrist, and the referee thought it was enough to warrant the whistle. And that'll send Jacob Johnson to the line for two. 25-18. Lead is 7 for the Indians. Johnson's first free throw attempt on the way. It is up and good. 26-18. The lead is back down, or back up, David, rather. With 2:53 left to go until halftime. Johnson's second free throw attempt on the way. It is up and no good. There's a rebound pulled down by Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Andrew Casey. Casey skip past the Stallball. Stallball drives baseline, hops up in the lane, kicks it out into the corner to McDowell for three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Johnson. Johnson in the hands of Cade Millville. Millville at the right wing. Guarded tightly by McDowell. Now picks up his dribble and gets it to Johnson. Johnson back to Millville. Shot clock down to 18. Comes off the screen from Johnson. Millville drives baseline, cut off, skip pass into the corner for McManaway. McManaway gets the shot clock down to 8. Now gets it to Carson Millville. Shot clock down to 5. Millville fires a 3. No good. Rebound pulled down by Carson Millville. And the shot clock resets as the 3 on the way from Jacob Johnson is up. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Powell. Or Piles, excuse me, rather, gets it out to McManaway as we have a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be on the Vandals. So they're going to get Lucas Bowers for a second foul. And I think they're going to get it for a little push from behind. Minute 57 left to go until halftime. Cade Millville second inbound on the near baseline. Inbounds it to McManaway. McManaway comes off the screen from Carson Millville. Now gets it to Jacob Johnson. Shot clock down to 9. Indians got to go quickly. In the corner to Millville. Millville drives to the elbow. In. Look at the shot in the lane, and it's a friendly bounce as the shot clock expires in the background, and the lead is back down to 10 as the inbounds pass is thrown out of bounds by Andrew Casey. Turnover on the Vandals, their fourth. Parker Bell will check in for the Indians, and Cooper Powell will take a seat, and we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Joe Banzo. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 as well on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
28-18, the Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 10 with a minute 36 left to go until halftime. Indians will take the ball out with the shot clock at 20. Ball is inbounded to Cade Millville. Millville gets the top of the key to Parker Bell, who fires a 3. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Stallball. Skip pass now to Casey. Casey with it in the right corner. Now gets it back to Stallball. Looking to drive left. Puts up a shot in the lane, but it's blocked by McManaway. McManaway looking to go coast to coast. Dumped down to Parker Bell. You have a whistle and a charge taken by Brent McCarty. And I believe they're going to get Parker Bell for the foul. That foul is going to go on Parker Bell. It's his first personal. Team foul number 4. So the next foul for the Vandals will result in them shooting free throws. Minute 15 left to go until halftime. The Indians coming out in a 1-2-2 zone, it looks like, as Casey has it at the right wing. Now gets into the corner of the Stallball. He fires a 3, missed everything, and the rebound is pulled down by Cade Millville. 55 seconds left to go until halftime. Millville walks up the floor for Altamont. Dribbles out to the right side. Now gets the top of the key to Jacob Johnson. Johnson, dribble handoff to Parker Bell. Bell fires the left wing 3. Got it. 3-pointer from Parker Bell, his second 3 of the night. And the Indians have their largest lead. It is 31-18 with 36 seconds left to go until halftime. 5 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. McCarty with it at the left wing, fires a three, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Jacob Johnson. Shot clock will be turned off for the final 24 seconds of the first half. Millville slowly walks up the floor for the Indians. Looks like they're going to hold for the final shot. Now Vandal's trying to double-team Millville as he gets the right side of Johnson. Johnson back to Millville, 10 seconds left. Millville dribbles near the Indian logo. Dribble, drives left, it's pickpocketed by Andrew Casey. Casey on the other lane, lays it in for two. Steal and a bucket by Andrew Casey, and that is how this first half will come to an end. 31-20, the Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 11 here after one half of play. We'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll have your halftime numbers. You're listening to high school basketball on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm, Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Hi, this is Carrie Holding from Wilmington Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street, Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. One reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center.
Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia. Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
31-20. The Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 11 at halftime of our high school basketball matchup here on WKRV. Taking a look at the halftime numbers first for the Indians. Caden Millville leads all scores at the half with 13. Parker Bell right behind him with 8 points and 5 points each from Jacob Johnson and Zane Miller. I have the Indians for 3 turnovers in the first half. On the other side for the Vandalia Vandals, they are led in scoring by Andrew Casey with 8 points. 4 points each from Carter Robbins and Quentin Stallball. 2 points each from Brent McCarty and Patty McDowell. I have the Vandals for 4 turnovers, in the first half. So 31-20, the Vandals with a 11-point deficit at halftime. Altamont led by as much as 13, but so far they haven't been able to fully put the Vandals away. The Vandals have been struggling so far early in the half court, and have been getting beat up on the rebounding battle pretty big by Altamont, who just looks like they're just out physically, out rebounding, or using more physicality than the Vandals are here so far early in the first half. A couple of reminders in terms of broadcast tomorrow on WKRV. First, starting with 8 a.m. at the Saturday Sports Connection, we'll hear from Vandal basketball coach Joe Vandal as well as Altamont basketball coach John Niebergy. We'll also hear from BSC girls basketball coach Tim Pasley and a teacher girls basketball coach Jason Newkirk, as well as Madison Ferguson, Madison Johnson, a senior from South Central Softball, all tomorrow on the Saturday Morning Sports Connection on WKRV. Erica Fulton at around 7:30 will have the broadcast of the Vandals and the Macon Meridian Hawks on WKRV, and we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball on WPMV. So all sports weekend, or all sports action for you all weekend long on Vandalia Radio. And as a reminder, you can listen to us live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. 31-20, the Vandals trail the Altamont Indians by 11 here in the first half of play. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we should be set for the second half. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia, or call them at 618-699-5535.
31-20, the Altamont Indians and the Vandalia Vandals in battle here at Altamont. Big crowd on hand on both sides, but the Indian side more full than the visitor side. Of course, that is always expected that for a homecoming game, as both teams getting some warm-up shots in before the half, as we are just a few moments away from tip-off near the start, the first quarter of the third quarter, Indians have been for a majority of this ball game. First quarter was a back-and-forth affair, but Altamont would pull away to lead by 8. They've led by as much as 13, but haven't been able to fully put the Vandals away. So Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Joe Banzo. Vivian getting some instructions from head coach John Huberge. So Vandals and Indians set to resume the second half, as the Indians will go with their starting five of Cooper McManaway, Cade Millville, Parker Bell, Jacob Johnson, and Zane Miller. And the Vandals will go with their regular starting five of Brett McCarty, Quentin Stallball, Andrew Casey, Carter Robbins, and Lucas Bowers. So coming out of the half, looks like it'll be Altamont ball here to start the third quarter. Zane Miller set to inbound on the left sideline. As Miller gets the ball in to Jacob Johnson, who gets it back to Cade Millville. Millville walks up the floor for the Indians. He's guarded loosely by Andrew Casey. Now top of the key to Jacob Johnson. Johnson dribble handoff to Cooper McManaway. McManaway held scoreless so far, and he's backing down McCarty. Now gets it left side for Johnson. Johnson will dribble handoff to Bell. Bell spins in the lane, picks up his dribble, puts up a little pump fake. Now kicks it out to Millville, who fires a three. No good, and the rebound is pulled down by Lucas Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Stallball. Stallball looking to drive. Gets it in the corner to Casey. Casey looking at three, didn't take it. Now dribble handoff to McCarty. McCarty cross-court pass to Stallball. Stallball drives baseline, dumps it down to Bowers. Bowers kicks it out to Casey. Casey drives left, picks up a shot in the lane. Rattles won't fall, and the rebound is pulled down by the Indians. As McManaway nearly had it stolen away, they tip into the hands of Zane Miller, who fires the three for good. Zane Miller with a left-wing three, and on the other end we have a whistle, and I believe a foul on the Indians. 34-20. The lead is 14 for the Indians. As Zane Miller is going to be whistled for a foul, it's going to be his third personal, so he's going to be forced to sit at the bench for a while. 34-20. The lead is 14 for the Indians. Ball is inbound to Carter Robbins. Robbins with it at the left corner. Robbins pounded. Now gets it to Bowers. Bowers trying to back down. Johnson puts it a little fadeaway jumper. It's up no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Millville. Cade Millville cross-court pass to Cooper Powell. Powell looking to three, but didn't take it. Now gets it to Cade Millville. Millville. Dribble handoff to McManaway. McManaway gets it right side for Jacob Johnson. Johnson dribble handoff to Parker Bell. Bell looks at three, didn't take it. Now gets it back down to Johnson, but it's stolen away by the Vandals. Turnover on the Indians, their fourth. Stallball to McCarty, who took up a shot in the lane. Picks in a foul. Brett McCarty absorbed the contact and got the bucket to fall, and he's looking to get 3 points the old-fashioned way. That foul's going to go on Cooper McManaway, his second personal. Team foul number two. McCarty looking to convert the three-point play. It is up and good. 34-23, Vandals trail by 11. Ball is inbound to Parker Bell. Altamont breaks the full court pressure with ease, and Parker Bell lays it in for two. Now the Vandals quickly trying to inbound it. Casey get past to Stallball. Stallball steps out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on the Indians, their fifth. Excuse me, a turnover on the Vandals, rather. So Altamont will get the ball with 6:03 left to go in the third quarter. Cooper McManaway set to inbound on the right sideline, as he gets it into Cade Millville. Millville slowly walks up the floor. Millville sets up the Indians offense. 5:53 left to go. This is stolen away by Robbins. Robbins looking to drive inside, and he lays it in for two. Deolanda basket by Carter Robbins. As the Vandals now trail by 11, once again 36-25. As on the other end, Cade Millville trying to drive inside. He is whistled and fouled, and they're going to get Brent McCarty with the block. So Brent McCarty is whistled for the foul. It's going to be his second personal, team foul number one. Ball is inbounded to Millville. They're though guarded tightly by Casey. Looking to drive inside, we have a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Andrew Casey for a block. Going to be Casey's first personal and the team's second. Ball inbounded to Bell. Bell guarded tightly by Stallball. Looking to drive inside, picks up a shot in the lane. Rattles won't fall. Rebound back in the hands of Johnson. He lays it at the two. Rebound and a basket by Jacob Johnson. And the Indians lead us back out to 38-25 as the pass is tipped around. And they're going to say his last touch out of bounds by the Vandals. Going to be a turnover on the Vandals. There's six as we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Joe Vanzo. It is a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as well on WKRV.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
38-25, Vandals trail by 13. 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. As Altamont has taken advantage of several Vandals turnovers. As the Vandals will look to apply full court pressure coming out of the timeout. Cooper Powell's will inbound, and he gets it in quickly to Cade Millville. Millville walks up the floor for Altamont as he's guarded loosely by Andrew Casey. Millville looking to drive left, dribble handoff to McManaway. McManaway at the top of the key, guarded tightly by McCarty. Now trying to back down McCarty, picks up his dribble, and kicks it out to Powell. Powell's back to Millville. Millville, with 8 seconds left on the shot clock, dumps it out for Jacob Johnson, who lays it into two. Passed by Jacob Johnson, and the lead is 40-25 for the Indians. 4:43 left to go in the third quarter. Skip pass to Robbins. Robbins dumps it down for Bowers. Bowers gives it a shot in the lane, is it? Passed by Lucas Bowers, his first 2 points of the night, and the Vandals trail by 13, 40-27. The Indians lead by 13. 4:23 left to go in the third quarter. Ball in the hands of Powell. Powell with it. Powell kicks it left side for Jacob Johnson. Johnson gets it in the hand, or trying to get it in the hands of Cade Miller, but he's face guarded by Casey. Now back to Powell. Powell fires a right wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Millville. Millville, get past two, Parker Bell for three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey looking to go coast-to-coast for the Vandals across the timeline. Drives right, kick out to Stallball. Stallball drives baseline, a little floater in the lane, is up and good. Passed by Quentin Stallball, and the deficit is cut to 11 for the Vandals, 40-29. 3:37 left to go in the third quarter. Millville comes off a screen from Johnson. Picks up his dribble at the elbow. Now kicks it out to McManaway. McManaway, a little fadeaway jumper. That kicks it out to Bell. Bell back to Millville, top of the key for three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Bowers. Bowers in the hands of Stallball. Now dribble handoff to Robbins. Robbins get past to McCarty. Now right wing for Andrew Casey. Casey get past to Robbins. Robbins looks at the three, didn't take it. Now a dribble handoff to McCarty. McCarty. Top of the key to Stallball. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Stallball drives inside, picks up a shot. No good. We have a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And I believe they're going to get the Indians for a push. That foul is going to go on Parker Bell. It's going to be his second personal. Team foul number three. Patty McDowell will check in for the Vandals. Blake Berg and Carson Milville will check in for the Indians. Robbins inbounds it to Casey. Casey with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kicks it out to Stallball. Stallball with seven. Double team. Now gets it to McDowell in the corner for Casey for three. Got it. three-pointer from Andrew Casey, his first three since the first quarter, and the deficit is cut down to 8, 40-32. Millville across half court gets it to Carson Millville. Carson gets it to a cutting Cooper McManaway. McManaway, pump fake. Double team now, and kicks it out to Carson Millville for three. Missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Blake Burgess. We have a turnover on the Indians at fifth. Stall ball has it. Steps it down to Robbins. Robbins plays it in for two. Basket by Carter Robbins. And the Vandals deficit is trimmed down to 6:40-34 as we have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Indians. Or is it an injury timeout? Looks like it was just an injury timeout as Blake Berg was limping off the court. So a quick substitution as Jacob Johnson will check in for Altamont. 40-34. The Altamont lead is 6. Ben Millville walks up the floor for the Indians. He's guarded by McDowell. Looking to drive right, picked up a shot in the lane, missed it, and the rebound is pulled down by Andrew Casey. Casey looking to slow it down for the Vandals. Minute 52 left to go in the third quarter. Casey kicks out to Robbins. Robbins, left corner three, no good. Rebound is tipped around, and we have a whistle on the box out, and that's going to go on the Indians. So a whistle on Caden Millville. As he's going to be called for the push. So the Vandals will get the ball with a minute 46 left to go in the third quarter. Ball is inbounded to Lucas Bowers. Bowers gets it to McDowell. McDowell now to Stallball. Shot clock down to 28. That Stallball looking to drive right. Spins in the lane, dumps it down to Bowers. Bowers puts up a shot in the lane, misses. Rebound pulled down and controlled by Carson Millville. Carson gets it to older brother Cade Millville. As Millville walks up the floor for the Indians. Minute 22 left to go in the third quarter. Jacob Johnson with it at the left side. Now a dribble handoff to Carson Millville. Carson, kick out to Powell. Powell, back to Cade. Cade drives baseline, but he's whistled and fouled. And they're going to say Andrew Casey was there for a blocking foul. So a foul on Andrew Casey, that's going to be his second personal, team foul number three. As Lucas Bowers will take a seat for the Vandals. And Quentin Stallball will take a seat as McCarty and Tanner Stone will check in. Millville inbounds it to Zane Miller. Miller with 108 left to go in the quarter. Looking at drive baseline, he's cut off by Stone and Casey. Puts up a shot, the lane in here. Zane Miller muscles his way in for two. And the lead is 42-34. Back down to an 8-point lead as McCarty has it at the top of the key. Now gets it. Right side for Andrew Casey. 50 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Robbins with it at the top of the key. Dribble handoff to McCarty. Nearly has it stolen away, and they're going to have a whistle for it over the back. Candles are trying to argue that it was tipped. To me, it looked like it was, but they're going to say it was a turnover on the Vandals. It's going to be their seventh. Turnover on the Vandals, their seventh. And Altamont will have the ball with 41.2 seconds left. Ball is inbounded to McManaway. McManaway trying to drive baseline. Dumps it down to Jacob Johnson, who raises it to two. Basket by Jacob Johnson as the lead is back up to 10, 44-34. Shot clock is dead as McCarty has it in the corner. As it's nearly stolen away by Cooper McManaway. And it's going to be out of bounds, last touch by the Indians. So the Vandals will maintain possession with 26.4 seconds left. 26.4 seconds left. Vandals will have the opportunity for the last shot. Dan Miller will check back in for the Indians. And Zane Miller will take a seat. Ball is in that to McCarty. McCarty tops the key to Casey. Casey now to McDowell. McDowell to McCarty. McCarty looking to drive right. Pulls up from 15 feet. No good. Rebound pulled down by Stone. Stone kick out to Casey for three. Got it. Three-pointer from Andrew Casey. And the Vandals' deficit is down to 7:44-37. We have a whistle and a foul. And I believe that's going to send Altamont to the line. That foul is going to go on Lucas Bowers as his third personal. And that's going to be the fourth team foul. So Altamont will have the ball with 5.4. Ball is in out to Jacob Johnson. Johnson kisses it off the glass for two. And that is how the third quarter will come to an end. 46-37. The Altamont Indians with a 9-point lead over the Vandals after three quarters of play. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Basketball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
46-37, the lead is 9 for the Indians. Altamont has led by as much as 14, but Vandals have been fighting to make it interesting. Vandals trail by 6 points with just a few minutes to go in the third quarter, but a late Altamont surge has pushed their lead back out to 9 as the Vandals will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Carson and Cade Millville, Zane Miller, Cooper McManaway, and Jacob Johnson on the floor to start the fourth quarter for the Indians. And for the Vandals, it'll be Tanner Stone, Brent McCarty, Patty McDowell, Quentin Stallball, and Lucas Bowers. Ball is inbounded to McCarty. McCarty comes off a screen from Stone. Now top of the key to Tanner Stone. Dribble handoff to Stallball. Spins in the lane. Stallball kicks it out to McDowell. McDowell trying to get it down low to Bowers, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. 46-37. Vandals trail by 9 with 7:45 left to go in the ballgame. McDowell gets it in to McCarty. McCarty top the key to Tanner Stone. Stone now right side for McDowell. McDowell now dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it right wing for Tanner Stone. Stone out to Stallball. Stallball guarded tightly by Carson Millville. Shot clock down to 1. And his pass is stolen away by Millville. Cade Millville dumps it down to Cooper McManaway, who lays it up no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. So the Vandals will get the ball with 7:18 left to go in the ballgame. Andrew Casey will check in for the Vandals, and Tanner Stone will take a seat. Casey will inbound. Gets it into McCarty. McCarty lets it roll, but picks it up at half court. Indians playing a little 1-2-2 zone. Get past to McCarty. McCarty looks at the three, didn't take it. Instead kicks out to Casey. Casey looks to drive inside, dumps it down to Bowers. Bowers puts up a shot of the lane and hit. Basket by Lucas Bowers. And the Vandals now trail by 7, 46-39. 6:55 left to go in the ballgame. Jacob Johnson has it at the left side. Johnson finds a cutting McManaway. McManaway out to Zane Miller. Miller in the corner for McManaway. Drives baseline. McManaway kick out to Carson Millville, who fires a three. Got it. Three-pointer from Carson Millville. His first point of the night. And the lead is back out to 10, 49-39. Steps it down to Bowers. Bowers nearly loses it. Keeps the possession alive. So they're going to say his momentum carried him out of bounds. Turnover on the Vandals. They're 9. 9 turnovers on the Vandals. As Cooper Powell and Parker Bell will check in. Cooper McManaway and Carson Miller will take a seat. Ball is inbounded to Bell. Bell across the timeline. Now gets it to McManaway, or the Millville, rather. Millville out to Jacob Johnson. Johnson, dribble handoff to Powell. Powell's in the corner for Miller. Miller looks at the three, didn't take it. Now Miller looking to drive left. Now kicks it out to Bell. Bell back to Millville. Shot clock down to 14. Millville looking to drive inside as we have a basket by Millville as he lays it in for 2. Looks like Millville possibly got away with the travel. Either way, it's a 51-39 lead. It's a shot on the other end of the block by the Indians. As the lead is 51-39, a 12-point lead for Altamont. 5:53 left to go in the ballgame. Patty McDowell set to inbound and gets it into Casey. Casey, kick out to McCarty. McCarty looks at the three, didn't take it. Now top of the key to Casey. Casey finds a cutting Quentin Stallball, rather. As Cade looking to drive inside, if you have a whistle and a foul, as we're going to get Cade Millville for a reach. Now on Cade Millville, that's going to be his third personal, team foul number one, as Millville has to be careful here with 5:40 left to go in the ballgame to try to not pick up that fourth foul. Ball is inbounded to McCarty. McCarty sets up the Vandals offense. Man-to-man defense being played by Altamont. Stops the key to Casey. Casey looks to drive left, steps it back. Now gets it to McCarty. McCarty fires a desperation three. It's up no good, as it's going to be a shot clock violation. Turnover on the Vandals, their 10th. Ball is inbounded to Millville. Millville walks up the floor for Altamont. Guarded tightly by McCarty. Now gets it left side for Miller. Miller in the corner for Parker Bell. Bell spins at the elbow, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Casey. Casey looking to go coast to coast. Steps back, pulls up from the top of the key. No good. Rebound pulled down by McCarty. McCarty now to Casey. Casey has his pass nearly stolen away, but the Vandals keep the possession. In the corner for Stallball, who fires a three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Cooper Powell. Now in the hands of Cade Millville. 4:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. Altamont trying to use as much of this clock as they can, as Millville has it at the right wing. Now top of the key to Zane Miller. Miller to Millville. Millville nearly loses his dribble. Keeps it alive. Guarded tightly by McCarty. Puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Basket by Cade Millville as he's got 19. And the lead is 53-39 as it's stolen away by Zane Miller. Miller drives inside, puts up a shot in the lane and hit. Steal and a bucket by Zane Miller. And DM Powell passes once again stolen. Parker Bell puts up a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Again, a whistle and a foul. As Altamont is looking to run away with this game here in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. 55-39. Altamont with the lead with 4:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. Cooper McManaway and Blake Berg will check in for the Indians. And Patty McDowell will check in for the Vandals. Now Carson Millville checks in. And Cade Millville will take a seat. 4:02 left to go in the ballgame. McManaway inbounds it to Berg. Berg top of the key to Bell, who fires a three. Got it. Three-pointer from Parker Bell. And the Indians have their largest lead of the night, 58-39, rather, as McCarty gets it to Robbins. Robbins drives, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Blake Berg. Berg gets it to Carson Millville. Millville, right side for Bell. Bell now into the corner to McManaway as we have a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go on the Vandals, I believe. They're going to get McCarty. So foul on Brent McCarty. It's going to be his third personal. Team foul number two. Ball is inbounded to Bell, who fires the left corner three. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Bowers. Bowers gets it in the hands to McDowell. McDowell in the corner for Casey for three. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by McManaway. McManaway to Cooper Powell. Powell into the corner for Millville. Back to Powell, who gets it back to Cooper McManaway. McManaway, shot clock at 20. Dribble handoff to Carson Millville. Millville left side for Blake Berg. Berg to Bell. Bell left wing three, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Casey. Now skip pass to McCarty. McCarty trying to keep it from going out of bounds, as he's able to throw it off of Blake Berg, so the Vandals will maintain the possession. Zane Miller, Jacob Johnson, and Cade Millville checking back in for the Indians, as Blake Berg and Parker Bell and Carson Millville, rather, will take a seat. Quentin Stallball will return to the floor for the Vandals, as McCarty will take a seat. And Robbins inbounds it to Casey. Casey comes off a screen from Robbins. Finds a cutting Quentin Stallball, who lays it in no good. And the rebound is pitched around and out of bounds. Last touch by Zane Miller. 2:46 left to go in the ballgame. Vandals trail by 19, 58-39. Robbins to inbound. Gets it into Casey. Casey drives baseline, puts up a shot in the lane, and hits. Basket by Andrew Casey as the deficit is trimmed down to 17-58-41. Powell's with it. Dribble handoff to McManaway. McManaway, right side for Jacob Johnson. Johnson finds a cutting Cade Millville. Millville back to Johnson, who lays it in and gets the friendly bounce. Basket by Jacob Johnson as it's back to a 19-point lead, 60-41. 2:13 left to go in the ballgame. Robbins with it at the top of the key. Gets it to McDowell. McDowell guarded tightly and has it stolen away by Cooper Powell. Turnover on the Vandals there, 13th. Minute 56 left to go in the ballgame. As Cade Millville slowly walks up the floor for the Indians, as they will come away with a win so far to get their second win of the night, or the season rather, as Jacob Johnson has it at the right wing. Dribble handoff to Powell. Minute 38 left to go in the quarter. Now Miller with it. Back and down Casey. Kick out to Millville. Millville fires a three. Missed it short. And the rebound is kept alive as stolen away by the Vandals. Turnover on the Indians, their fifth. Stoneball looking to drive inside. We have a whistle and a foul. And I believe they're going to get Cooper Powell's with the block. So that foul's going to go on Cooper Powell's. It's his first personal. Team foul number two is we have a line change of substitutions for the Vandals as Adam Buescher, Cole Metzger, Camden Ruitt, Tanner Stone, and Aiden Carroll will check in. And the Indians will enter the bench as well as Nate Lurkin. Blake Berg checks in. Calvin Bannister will check in. And Hayden Bridges. Ball is inbounded to Adam Buescher. Buescher gets the top of the key to Aiden Carroll. Down low to Metzger. Metzger puts up a shot in the lane. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Blake Berg. Berg gets it to Nate Lurkin. Lurkin comes off a screen from Bridges. Now top of the key to Blake Berg, who looked at the three, didn't take it. Now Berg gets it right corner for Lurkin. Lurkin drives baseline, but he's cut off. Gets it back to Berg. They're thrown out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. They're 7th. 55.7 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Vandals trail by 19, 50-41. Or 60-41, rather. As Adam Buescher comes off a screen from Aiden Carroll. Stops the key to Cole Metzger. Metzger gets it to Tanner Stone. Has it nearly stolen away. But Stone able to keep it alive. Shot clock down to 15. Stone. Looking to drive right, puts up a shot in lane and hit. Basket by Tanner Stone. His basket cuts the lead down to 17. So the Indians will dribble out the rest of this clock, and they will come away with the 60-43 win as Blake Berg looking to back down Aiden Carroll. Puts up a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Carroll. 8 seconds left to go in the ballgame as Blake Berg gets the steal. Turnover on the Vandals, their ninth. Excuse me, their 14th, as that is how this game will come to an end. 60-46. The Vandals fall to the Altamont Indians by 17. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up on WKRV.